The debate over dollars in creating a state budget is just beginning. Governor Bobby Jindal is proposing several ideas to generate funding, but some state officials, including State Treasurer John Kennedy, are skeptical about the suggested outcomes of those items. He joins me by phone. Treasurer Kennedy, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Talking about the tax plan with Governor Bobby Jindal, you're looking at some of the things that are brought forth, saying that this plan is somewhat unrealistic and unbalanced. What is one of the biggest problems you see with the plan that's coming up in this session?
Well, let me say this. I thank the governor for raising this issue about our tax code. Every government ought to have a tax code that looks like somebody designed the thing on purpose. So I like his idea about getting rid of the income tax. And we just don't know at this juncture what other taxes he wants to raise. He's talked about raising sales taxes. You have to ask how high. I mean, if we end up with a 12 or 13 cent sales tax, is that going to drive people to the internet? Is that going to hurt our retailers? Is that going to cause people to go to Texas or Arkansas or Mississippi when they got to buy a washer and a dryer? We just don't know, because we don't know how high he wants to raise the sales tax.
We're talking about a borrowing plan that would be used to funnel millions into higher education. What do you see from that potential proposal from the governor?
Well, the proposed budget right now is not balanced. I'll give you an example. The proposed budget pretends that we're going to have $800 million extra to spend next year. Well, you say, well, how is that possible? Because revenues are going down. Well, according to the proposed budget, we're going to save $800 million by leasing our public hospitals to the private hospitals. The problem is none of those leases have been released, or, and a lot of them haven't even been negotiated. The administration's budget also proposes raising tuition yet again, 10%. You know, 8% fewer Louisianians have a college degree than the rest of America, and our kids already owe about $900 million in student loans. It's embarrassing to me as a state official that we have to balance this budget on the backs of our kids who are trying to get to go to college because, as we all know, knowledge is the new currency in the global economy.
We talk about the one-time monies. We look at things such as the sale of state properties. 5 years now, we've seen mid-year cuts. But the biggest contention that you would say why we need to hold on to these properties.
I'm not saying necessarily we need to hold on to the properties. What I'm saying is don't count your chickens before they hatch. For example, this year's there's a lot next to the state capitol. And in this year's budget, the governor said, well, we're going to sell it for $5 million. Well, the appraised value on the thing is about $2.5 million. But they counted on selling it this year for $5 million and spent the money. One of the reasons we had a mid-year budget cut, they'll probably have another one. They want the property hadn't sold, but they want to roll it over and do the same thing next year. And that's why we're having these mid-year budget cuts. The budget isn't balanced. And you ask yourself, well, why do we care about mid-year budget cuts? Well, if you turn to a college with 6 months left in the fiscal year and tell them they got to cut $10 million over 6 months, that's like telling them they got to cut $20 million at the beginning of the fiscal year. So when you don't have time to take the cuts, you have to shred a muscle and not fat. And it's just not a way to run a state.
Are you hopeful that there might be legislation introduced in this session that would address protecting some of the funding towards higher education?
I don't know that we need to change the Constitution. I just not think we need to put our money where our mouth is. We talk a good game about higher education, but we don't fund it. And it's not true that we don't have the money. The current budget is $25 billion. It's going to be $25 billion next year, too. Money's not our problem. It's how we're spending.
Some perspective on the upcoming issues with the legislative session from Treasurer John Kennedy in the state of Louisiana. Treasurer Kennedy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I hope you'll have me back. Love your show.